I should have looked up who this was. Cali Swag. Cali Swag District. Cali Swag District. They had another one called... There was a bunch of vroom vroom in it. It used to be in the Sixers pregame playlist that they would go out there and it would be one of the songs. What was the other song?
You know what made me hate this dance and this song?
What?
John Wall.
Oh,
yeah,
right.
He did ruin it. Yeah.
You know, I wasn't a John Wall guy.
I was. That was one of our debates.
Remember we argued John Wall, Russell Westbrook.
Yes.
That was a great week or two. Just yelling about those two.
Not completely losers. Insignificant.
yes, insignificant ball players.
Yep.
But yeah, him doing the dance in the intro made me not. It was like, are we serious? This is where the NBA. Thanks, LeBron.
Yeah. It's not LeBron's fault. He doesn't even dance, I don't think.
Well, no, when he was younger, didn't he dance when he came out?
All I remember at LeBron was the powder.
Well, he stole that from MJ.
I disagree.
He did steal that from NJ.
Disagree. He definitely stole it.
I just disagree.
Okay. He just disagreed. All right. All right. Fake news Fritz over here. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We will get to the Vic Fangio talking about Devin White not playing, which is pretty interesting. We're talking about the Eagles power ranking. So there's two. There's ESPN and CBS. ESPN has the Eagles at 6.
Never trust CBS.
CBS has them at 18. Ike thinks they're closer to 6. I think they're closer to 18. Before we get back to the calls, and let us know which one you think they're closer to, 215-592-9494. I said I would tell you the teams that they have ahead of the Eagles on the CBS power rankings. Mm-hmm. Okay. In order.
Okay.
The Chiefs.
Okay.
The Bills. Mm-hmm. The Texans.
Okay.
The Bucks.
Okay.
The Vikings, the Saints,
okay.
The Seahawks.
Wow, the Seahawks. Who did the Seahawks beat week one? Denver? So we got the Seahawks beating Denver,
and
they beat the Patriots. All right.
49ers.
Okay.
Chargers.
Okay.
Steelers.
Well, I tell you, those Steeler wins.
They got
two wins and one. They scored one touchdown in 2 weeks.
Honestly, since Roethlisberger left, that is every week with them. Somehow, at the end of the year, they have 10 wins or 11 wins every year, and they never score any points.
Never score any points. Yeah.
Justin Fields has a total of 273 passing
in
yards,
two
I believe.
Games.
Yeah. Unbelievable. Yes. Lions.
Okay.
Packers.
Okay.
Cowboys.
Hold on, I got the Packers in front of us, and we beat the Packers?
Yes.
Wow.
Cowboys.
No respect. Okay.
Cowboys
too?
Cowboys.
Oh, my God. Ravens?
Raiders.
Oh.
Raiders, Ravens, Bears, Falcons.
Bears? Oh, my God.
Now, behind them, interestingly enough, right behind them, Browns. Oh, that makes sense.
Okay.
Jets, Cardinals.
Okay.
So I
might even have the Cardinals higher than them.
Yeah. I mean,
the Cardinals look good against Buffalo. They could have easily beat Buffalo in Buffalo.
Yep. And then they won.
Jonathan Gannon.
How about it?
They look good for two weeks.
Yep.
Yeah, he does. But so some of those teams, obviously, I disagree that are in front of the Eagles at 18. Even if I were to agree with some of those teams up there, I may think the Eagles are ultimately going to be better than them, but I'll give them credit for being 2-0. Like, I'll get a Vikings credit. They beat a good 49ers team.
The same with the Saints.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'll get a Saints credit. You're right. I'll get a Saints went on the road and beat Dallas.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not giving them anything for Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
But going on the road and beating Dallas and the way they beat Dallas, I'll give the Saints their credit as too. I would have them in front of the Eagles. So I would... Yeah, I probably had the Eagles around 8 to 10, 8, 10, or 11, somewhere around there.
Now, won't get into this, but interestingly enough, Super Bowl odds, the Eagles are still way up there. I think they're fourth.
That tells me all I need to know right there.
Eagles fans won't stop betting them. They're the easy marks is what it tells me. 215-592-9494. Ike in Southwest Philly, you're on WIP. What's up, Ike?
Hey, man. What's up, y'all?
What up, Ike?
Hello. Hey, man. Yo, so here's the thing. First of all, I agree with you. We are closer to 8 to 12. People overreact, and I understand some people do it off of what have you done for me lately, but we know the Vikings ain't going to be there. And for the 49ers to be so high when they lost to the Vikings and their best player got hurt during the game,
Well, our best player got hurt, too. Oh, Ike's gone.
Everybody's gone.
Everybody's gone. Was that...
Probably if seems like we might be having
I just seen at least five callers fall on
nice
the board.
Phone issue.
Well,
all right.
How about that?
Call
very
back.
Surprising. Who would have guessed? Okay. Before we go back to the phones.
Yes.
Oh, now they're coming back? What's going on here? Well,
yeah, they all came back.
What the heck? All right. Before we go back to the phones.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to play two pieces of sound. First, from Devin White, and then Vic Fangio about Devin White.
Okay.
I want to get your take on this.
All right.
So Elliot posted, I think Elliot was in the locker room, asked Devin White about how he's handling not playing, being a healthy scratch. And here's what Devin White said yesterday.
Makes that personality come out of it and allows you to handle this the way you're handling it.
Oh, that wasn't Elliot, by the way, that asked.
I don't know. I think I've been through a lot of my life, good and bad, you know, open and public, private, and it just make you grow up, you know what I'm saying? You know, everything not gonna always be in your favor, you know, but it's about how you respond, you know, how you handle yourself, but that's the only thing I can control, you know. I can't put myself in the game, but I can control my attitude, my effort at practice, and, you know, just my swagger in the building still, you know, coming here every day like a pro and handling my business, rather, you know. I feel like I got a son, he can cry when he don't get his way, you know. That's for him to do, not me. You know, I gotta set the example.
So, it sounded like a mature, you know, team-oriented answer.
Yeah.
You know, he obviously sounded a little bit different tone-wise than he had sounded last week.
Yeah.
So then Vic Fangio was asked today about Devin White. Here's what happened.
Devin any closer to getting on the field? And if not, what are some things he has to do to put himself in position?
Yeah, he's practicing and staying attentive and ready to roll. You know, special teams plays a part of it. Yeah, he's ready and available.
Weird.
Yeah.
Now, when he says special teams plays a part of it, does he mean Devin White is practicing on special teams, or does he mean that Devin White's reluctance to be on special teams is a part of why he's not playing?
Good question.
Right, Jack?
Good question. Here's what I took from it. I'm going to give you an answer.
Okay.
Without having an absolute answer. It sounds like he's saying special teams plays a part into why he's not playing.
Okay.
Yes. That's what it sounds like to me. And I don't know if that's Devin White's reluctance to do it. I'm not going to believe he doesn't know how to do it. That is nonsense. It's the NFL.
Yeah.
The NFL. And as a linebacker, you have athletic traits that are inherently suited to play special teams. Size, speed, agility, toughness. So whether you're a starter or not, you still have the traits that's required to play special teams. And when you were the number 5, 6, whatever draft pick he was overall in the draft, that means you are a high-level athlete. You may not be the best linebacker per se, but just having sheer athleticism – yeah, you don't get drafted that high at that position without having superior athletic ability. So this would sounds like he doesn't want to play special teams, and that's not good.
Jack, you don't know if anyone followed up with Fangio on that, do you?
I don't think so.
Okay.
I'll ask Elliot.
But I can't buy that he doesn't know how. Yeah, he can't play special teams. What? So I would say this too, though. As talent devoid as we are on that side of the football, we can't find some way to put a package together where Devin White can be useful.
Especially as a playmaker.
We're forcing Bryce Huff on the damn field, and he ain't really giving us no production. So I'm not saying bench Nakobe or any of that stuff. Nakobe's not a three-down linebacker, in my opinion. Neither is Zach Bond. Right? Devin White can get some of these snaps in here to where he can go out there and play, and you find a way to use his athletic ability on defense. You can't tell me this guy couldn't help. What is he, 25 years old? 26? Still young. If Vic Fangio can't find a spot for him on the defense somewhere?
Especially a defense that isn't making plays.
Yes!
And if you're not going to be able to stop somebody, give me somebody out there who can cause a fumble.
Give me something. Let him go out there and play pissed. I don't care if he freelance, and let him freelance to the backfield. I don't know. But
unless he's being told don't play him. I mean,
he's not being told don't play him.
But like, all right, so if there's a report.
Who the hell's telling him that?
Howie, before the season, there's a report about
that they were trying to trade him.
Trying to trade him. Like, is Howie saying, don't play him, we might try to move him so he doesn't get hurt?
Okay, I thought you were saying, like, yeah, like, don't play him.
It doesn't make sense, right? Like, right. Even he should be active on game day. You can't tell
I agree.
Him, like, whoever's.
Yeah, what if somebody gets hurt? Yeah, he's not going in. He's not the first guy off the bench to play?
The guy played well on Monday, but who the hell is Thomas Booker?
Like, well, the D tackle. That's why our D tackle. Exactly. They found a way to get him on the field.
Right. But not Devin White.
But if they think about this, what if Nakobe gets injured?
I know. Who's the backup?
I know Jeremiah's over there, but you're telling me Devin White shouldn't be the first person off the bench to go in the game?
It seems crazy. It seems crazy.
Either Devin White's lying and behind the scenes he's saying, like, I'm not playing
teams. Yeah.
Like, I'm not playing yet. Well, I'll wait for an injury or release me. And Howie's saying,
I'm not playing unless I'm starting.
Right. And Howie's saying, I'm not releasing you right now because we might need you if someone goes down.
Him, yeah.
We'll try to trade you.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet, and the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I don't know. It's weird because even Fangio threw out there that he's healthy. He's ready to go.
Yeah, he's ready to go.
So, yeah, we don't even have the injury.
Where's the ankle? Anyone check up on the ankle recently?
I actually want to go back and...
Once the coach said he's ready to go, that means he's ready to go.
Well, I actually just want to go back and listen to the whole availability because if he says he's ready to go, I just would think the next question is, okay, he's healthy and ready to go. Why isn't he playing?
Yes. You're talking about at the press conference. Yeah. Why did somebody follow up with that?
Yeah, and I don't want to attack because I don't know if they did or not, but it just seemed it was mostly answered by Fangio, but I don't feel like we got the total answer about why he's not playing. The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. Mark's designing the ultimate championship ring for our listeners. Vote on the design. Find out how to win at 94WIP.com/Mark's.
Yeah, Devin White should be playing somewhere.
Are the Eagles closer to being the 18th best team in football or the 6th best team in football? That's the Twitter question. What do you think the percentages are at?
6th. I know we haven't lost complete faith in the team, have we?
Do you want to give a percentage?
Okay, I'm going to go closer to 6th. Let's go with 63%.
58% say they're closer to 18th.
Wow. We aren't over the Monday night loss yet.
Nope. Nick in Bucks County, you're on WIP. What's up, Nick?
What's going on?
What's up, Nick?
I feel like this is an exercise in futility. It's week two. There's so much parity in the NFL this year. I don't think that there's one team that's dominant at all between both conferences whatsoever. The only thing that's beyond worrisome is that there's a $50 million player on our D-line who's getting thron around by third-string tight ends, which is just embarrassing. Mm. And absolutely zero pressure. And then our quarterback has great athletic ability and just absolutely nothing in between his ears. Like, I mean, the guy, he just can't read defenses like a normal quarterback can. Like, he can't. You can tell. You can tell. And if you can't, then I don't know what to tell you. But he just makes poor decisions, and he can't go through all his reads. It's just, I don't know what else to say.
I don't know what else to say to that.
I actually thought on Monday night that he did a pretty decent job when they gave him a few different reads to go through them. I actually thought he played pretty well on Monday night. What I don't think he's able to do is, I think he does need those weapons around him. You know, he can make plays, but he is, not to bring up Jack's TJ McConnell thing, but I don't think he is going to Aaron Rodgers, Patrick Mahomes, the spectacular play our way. And I also don't think he is a, you know, drop back 50 times a game, sling the ball all over the place, you know. But Kirk Cousins is a good comparison because he's basically the complete opposite. Kirk Cousins can't move, but is pretty good at.
Well, he knows that he's not. He's going to get the ball out of his hands quick and he'll stand in the pocket and deliver throws. Yeah, I think to me that's more of a offseason thing. It's difficult to go through every week trying to reevaluate Jalen Hurts as a quarterback. When he plays well, pro Jalen Hurts, people feel good. He's a top five guy. He doesn't play well. He's below average. To me, the ultimate question is he a guy that you can go and win the championship with? Is this team good enough? We don't have to wonder what he's like without weapons unless everybody gets injured.
Right. We don't need that here.
It doesn't matter. We have weapons. So the fact that he needs weapons, that's great because we have weapons. He just needs to take care of the damn football.
Nick,
and that didn't happen, by the way.
Yeah.
Maybe the last one did. I was getting ready to say it didn't have anything with doing reading the defense. But maybe if he realizes that you got Jesse Bates back there,
sure,
you don't make that throw.
As long as the ball is going to take to get there, even if Devontae Smith is not bumped off his route, chances are that you're going to have two guys.
He's still putting it in harm's way, yes.
And he's not AJ.
Yes,
Devontae.
Exactly, yes.
Nick, next question today, based on the twist going number one in 1960 today, give us a famous dance.
I was between the Stanky Leg or
Give us one.
Yeah, Stanky Leg it is.
I like the Stanky Leg.
Stanky Leg it is. Stanky
That's
Leg
one
it
was
is.
A little older. I mean, it came out when I was older, but I didn't mind the Stanky Leg.
You know, I don't
the Stanky Leg.
Yeah, I wasn't doing any Stanky Leg. I'm not a dancer. You know.
Well, neither am I, but when I'm by myself, I can try some of these dances. Yeah, I can try some of these dances.
I do dance by myself. So I don't have many people friends. I have dog friends. I had a cat friend as well. They are my best friends. You have a dog. You have a cat. They're likely your best friends too. You got to treat them the right way. And dogs and cats rule. 7 locations in the area, in PA and New Jersey, can help you treat your friends the right way. Your dogs, you're always going to have questions about what to feed them. Cutting edge about pet nutrition at Dogs and Cats Rule. And here is the differentiator right here. Not only do they have local products with good ingredients, but their staff. George Perenni, lead dog at Dogs and Cats Rule, has put together a staff at all the locations that could answer your questions about pet nutrition. What to give your dog, has an allergy, this age, active, not active. They will answer your questions the right way, make you feel good about it. They have treats, they have toys, they have supplements, they have it all. As I mentioned, 7 locations: Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, New Hope, Bluebell, PA, Pennington, and Princeton in New Jersey. Dogsandcatsrule.pet is the website. Shop small, shop local, shop family. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Good afternoon, man.
What up, Chris?
Hey. Spike, listening to your read there's some breaking news. You don't have many people friends?
Nah, shut up, man.
Boo, boy.
Shut up, man. Everybody wants to be my friend. I'm just very choosy.
Gotcha.
That's a good point.
Whatever makes you sleep at night.
Yeah.
So listen, the CBS thing is total trash. Like, it's just like their fantasy football website. It's just total garbage. There's no way they're 18 in Chicago and all these teams are ahead of them. Like,
well, where do you think they should be? Let me put it that way. Where do you think they are? Because the question is, are they closer to 18 or closer to 6? Where do you think they are?
I see them much closer to 6 and at worst 10, but probably in that like 6 to 8 range is more where I would put them. You know, look at some of these teams that are ahead of them. And I think Minnesota is not – Ike was partially correct with the whole take – no, I'm sorry, not Minnesota, with Atlanta. They're not nearly as bad as we thought they were.
Mm-hmm.
Like, guys, they went up against the Pittsburgh defense, which is ridiculously good. So the fact that their offense looked bad against that defense, look, that defense can make anybody look bad. Now, you know, I know Ike's a little biased because, you know, he's a Cousins fan, but because, you know, he's smart.
That's true.
You know, like, again, Bijan is one of the best top 3 running backs in football. So
yes.
They do have a good line. They've been drafting linemen for the past number of years, they have a great secondary. So I think we definitely underrated them more and thought we were going to walk over them and came in for a surprise. Now,
we
also didn't. We did not.
I know I don't have any people friends, but I did not underrate them. So just so we're clear.
Well, yeah.
Okay. Wow. Everybody called up and told me I was scared. And you're scared.
Yeah.
So.
I know.
All right.
Know.
Okay. All right.
Anyway.
You and Hugh.
Yeah.
Yes, you and plant-based Hugh. So, yep. You know, guys are, you know, our plant men.
Yep.
You know. So.
Plantsmen.
Anyway, guys, that's where I'm at. And I got an answer for you, Spike.
Okay. So your favorite dance, give it to me.
Do it at every wedding. It's the chicken dance.
The chicken dance?
Yeah, you've never seen chicken dance?
What's the chicken dance?
Oh, it's a wedding song.
I've seen it, but yeah. Maybe I've seen it and didn't know what. Oh, it is a wedding.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah.
It's like
you gotta
okay.
have a couple beverages in you to get into it.
Yeah. okay. Let me say we were talking about wanting to be a great dancer versus a great singer the other day, and talked about the ability to make members of the opposite sex attracted to you based on it. What I would tell you is, of all the dances, the chicken dance is not one that will attract the opposite.
Not even close.
Yeah. Oh, you know about it, Jack?
Thank you, Chris.
Yeah.
You know about the chicken dance?
Oh, okay. Yeah. Yeah, it's a wedding dance.
By the way, depending on the gender.
Yes.
Like, I don't think any of us would care if our wives, I mean, if they were great singers versus being great dancers.
I don't care even a little bit.
Exactly.
In fact, if she's too good a dancer, I wonder maybe what...
You would rather have her be a great singer?
No, I actually...
Choose one or the other.
I don't want my wife to be... My wife's a pretty good dancer.
A good dancer, too.
And occasionally... when I've seen her, you know, have a few
wedding
and she starts dancing like that, I'm just like, nah, I don't like this at all. Because
Hold on, where you learn all this at?
When she'll say something like, hey, I'm going to this gala thing, and I'm just like, nah, I don't know.
I've seen you when you get happy and start dancing around.
Yeah, so I'd rather she be a great singer and a really unattractive, you know, non-sensual dancer.
No, I like to dance.
Yeah.
My wife's a dancer. She can dance.
You?
She's a singer easily.
Yeah.
Hey, don't surprise me.
Yeah.
I like rhythm.
Yeah.
I like hip movement.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't need that much. I'm easy.
Well, you have no more hip movement. Yeah. That's the issue.
If you could truly.
You don't even have hips, man.
Yeah. It truly. If you could move your hips like twice, we're good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
We're not here for the marathons.
Yeah. I mean,
y'all crazy, man. Right.
Coming up next.
This chicken dance is awful, too.
Oh,
man.
It's bad.
Oh, it's terrible.
It's bad. It's not a sexy dance.
There's nothing sexy about it.
Yes.
Coming up next, our friend Shiel Kapadia of The Ringer, he studies the tape.
What's his favorite dance?
And we'll ask him. We will ask him. And I want to know from Shiel, after studying the tape, is the defense as bad as it feels? Is it as bad as it feels? We will talk to Shiel Kapadia next on the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.